Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Afternoon, at the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rod.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanik.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. It is your Sports Bros on a Tuesday. What's going on? How's everybody? Hope you're having a great day. Really do.
Aside.
Big Sook's right over there.
Yeah, right here.
There he is. What a body on that guy.
Do what I can.
What a body.
Now, coming up here in the club tonight, we're going to have to talk about the Jeffrey Toobin Zoomween.
Boy, I have so much question when it comes to...
Yeah, there's
to,
a lot of questions
when it comes to...
Yeah, a lot to chew on.
Thought I muted the call.
Yeah, so we'll get to that.
Toobin got caught Toobin?
Well,
yeah, he was...
Appears that's the case. Hey, you know who has hot takes on it?
What?
OJ.
The juice.
Yeah, we're going to hear the juice on Jeffrey Toobin.
Is it, isn't he always yours truly? That is.
That's right.
Yours truly, OJ.
What up, Twitter world?
OJ's offended by someone tubing themselves. That
it does appear that even the juice is flabbergasted at Jeffrey Toobin's audacity, and he's a double murderer. So
well, I'll tell you
what does that tell you?
Yeah, how many times did you done step in it when you've pissed off the juice?
Let's not forget kidnapper.
That is true.
Oh, yeah.
Convicted kidnapper,
and
acquitted.
Thief.
Murderer.
Isn't he a thief too? Did he steal his stuff?
He stole his own stuff. And then, I didn't know that was kidnapping, but I guess if you hold someone against their will, like in a room, it's still kidnapping. Which I did not know.
Coming up this hour, we've got a little hot Cowboys talk and wrap up the NFL week 6. And, oh, I got to tell you who the most popular man in Minnesota is right now. Do you know who it is?
I don't know.
Sportsman.
Most popular sportsman in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Boy, I wouldn't, because the... I mean, there's not a lot going on in Minnesota. Like the
No, there isn't.
The Vikings stink. The Twins are bounced.
Al Franken.
What? What? No.
What is Al Franken up to now?
I don't know.
He's not in Congress anymore.
He got booted for the booby picture.
He got me too'd.
Yeah, he got me too'd.
Hashtag me Al.
He has kind of gone away, hasn't he?
Well, what else are you supposed to do? Right? When you
transgression wasn't nearly as bad as some people that are still out there being themselves.
I mean, well,
that is very true.
Seriously, I mean...
The Me Too, the Me Too's hard to come back from.
Yeah?
You get Me Too.
No, it is, but...
It's hard to come back.
There are a lot of people that are trying.
Yes, his Me Too did not... See, that's the problem with the Me Too.
See, they're not all created equal.
Exactly, right? There needs to be, like... what we need to do is, like, penalties.
There need to be Me Too tiers.
Yes. Like in football, right? There's the 15-yarder. You got the 10. You got the 5. You can get a loss of down. We can get an ejection. Like, who is the NBC douche?
Matt Lauer.
Matt Lauer. Like, that's targeting. That's 15 yards and you're gone. Like, you're ejecting. You don't get to come back. Like you are out. And then, you know, you got like a Louis C.K. That's a holding. You know, that's a drive killer. You might be able to pick up the first down, but it's going to be a drive killer. But I feel like Al Franken, that's 5 yards. That's a neutral zone infraction. It's 5 yards. You know, it's not good. It gave him a first down, but the game's not going to be won and lost based on that 5 yards. So we need a series of penalties, like maybe a color-coded bar graph.
I like this idea.
Some sort of chart to let us know what each Me Too person did. And then we have the ability to review. We go to the replay booth, and upon further review, it's okay.
Right.
We'll allow it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
By the way, Jeffrey Toobin did write the book, The Run of His Life.
Yeah, about
the people OJ. Versus OJ. That's why
so there's probably,
the yeah, juice yeah. is mad about.
He's unhappy.
Toobin.
Either that or the juice just doesn't approve of unprofessional Zoom calls. So let me just say this to
he
anyone.
He has morals.
He does. Let's just say this to anyone out there. If you are on a Zoom call, whether you think it's muted or not, whether it's work, friends, family, don't take it out. Like what? What sort of animal you can't?
We'll talk about it. Yeah. We're getting reports that Tom Cruise. So we were talking about Tom Cruise and Scientology.
Yeah, I've been praying to him lately.
So his kid, Suri, she went to that school, that Scientology camp thing mm-hmm. in Sheridan. And because somebody texted us and they said, well, see, I think that's common knowledge. I think that
yeah.
Suri was up here. We, you know, high profile, everybody knew it. But somebody said, yeah, they would watch Tom Cruise's Learjet fly in. And out of McMinnville Airport, just dropping her off and picking her up.
Roll on up. It must be well.
How about that?
I guess it's. I was gonna say it must be nice, but then you got to go to that school.
A lot of weird stuff happens at that school.
Every now and then, I park. You park downtown here, and like you just look up and the building's right there, and
you see Tom Cruise.
You're like, I know it's just the Scientology building. You're like,
yeah.
It's just it's a little alarming. You forget about it.
Yeah, that is a great documentary. I forget what it was called.
Going Clear, Getting Clear?
Yeah, I think Going Clear.
Something like that.
Something clear.
It's
you got to watch that.
It's an eye-opener.
Yeah, Going Clear.
Suri Cruise, by the way, it looks exactly like Katie Holmes.
Yeah. Who is Tom Cruise with now?
Because
I know they broke up, right?
I don't know. I don't know if he's got to. I don't know if he's got anyone.
Little Suri. How many kids does he have?
I think just the one.
That's it?
Well, he's got a couple adopted ones with Kidman, but I think that's the only Cruise, heir to the throne.
All right. Cowboys Talk is in our next segment. Let's do the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frostbrewed Coors Light. Number 5.
Players are already shoveling dirt on the new Cowboys coaching staff. Anonymous quotes out of the Dallas locker room today. One player said, quote, they don't teach, they don't have any sense of adjusting on the fly, end quote. Another player said, quote, they just aren't good at their jobs, end quote.
Hey, Mike McCarthy said this was their best week of prep all year, and then that happened.
Cowboys have given up the 5th most points in NFL history through the first 6 weeks, yet they are in first place.
Well, they hired Mike Nolan, who hasn't been a defensive coordinator since 2014. He took over the Atlanta Falcons when they were 3rd in defense, and 3 years later when he got fired, they were 32nd. Like, I mean, it's not that hard to see when the basic fundamental breakdowns of their coverage is. Look, Mike Nolan needs to go. That he is a bad, bad defensive coordinator.
Yeah, well, I don't think they're going to fire him because they just hired him.
Probably.
You know? And, like, how much worse can it get, really?
Well, it can't get much worse, but it certainly can get better.
Well, maybe he can get it turned around. I will say...
Number 4.
Dallas, the 4 of their next 5 games are against teams with 1 win.
Well, they only have 2.
Yeah, they're terrible, but. We have a new head coach in the NBA that you will not know.
Ooh, I like these.
His name is Nate Bjorkgren. And he takes over the Indiana Pacers.
What?
Yeah. He was an assistant in Toronto. He's a Nick Nurse guy.
Okay. That's all. Nick Nurse, is this going to be the new Sean McVay? Like,
Pretty good.
If Nate here, like, if Nick Nurse farts on you, then you become the next coach, whoever.
Well, Nate will be taking over the Pacers. We'll see how it goes. Uninspiring opener for the Oregon Ducks men's basketball team. Oregon Live is reporting they will be hosting Eastern Washington on November 25th.
Catch the fever.
And Southern Miss football already has an interim coach. His name is Scotty Walden. He has the COVID.
Oh.
So they will now be the first to ever appoint an interim.
Interesting. The backup to the backup to the backup. By the way, I saw that Florida is now up to, I think, 42 cases on their team.
Herd immunity.
Yeah. And they're going to do that LSU thing. Ah, everyone get it.
We don't know kickoff times for Oregon football yet, except that the Pac-12 did release times for their special Friday night games today, albeit only some of them. So the Ducks host UCLA on November 20th on ESPN. That one, they say, will kick off at 7:30 Pacific time. Still up in the air is the start time for the Friday, November 27th, Oregon State, formerly Civil War game. So they don't know. So they gave us some times, but not other times. According to Nick Daschle of Oregon Live, Oregon State has conducted some 2,200 rapid COVID tests since implementing the program on the 29th of September, and they have had two positives.
It feels like, at least from the numbers that have been released, and Oregon State's shown a little more transparency than Oregon, that Oregon State, for whatever reason, really hasn't had a problem with this. They've done a nice job. Now watch, the season happens and Oregon State comes down with like 72 cases of it.
Number two. Okay. Dolphins named Tua Tagovailoa starting quarterback. Ryan Fitzpatrick goes to the bench after a 3-3 start. The Amish rifle has a quarterback rating of 95.
We've come to the term, it's the Amish musket, please.
Another quarterback benching could be in the works as well. Jags coach Doug Marrone says he is not against switching from Gardner Minshew to Mike Glennon.
Yeah, so that Gardner Minshew thing, remember after a week one or two, that whole Jacksonville doesn't need a quarterback. Well, maybe they do.
Oh, come on. He's a Hall of Famer.
Clearly.
He's just going, he's in a rut.
Yeah. Well, again, it's not his fault. Jacksonville stinks, but
Marrone says he'd be naive to think it's not a possibility. Minshew leads the NFL in completions, but he also has 9 turnovers, and by the way, they suck. They're 1-5. So
again, not entirely his fault. He's been without his best receiver for a good chunk of the year, and it's just we thought going into the season that that would be the worst team in the NFL because of the roster, but then the Jets said, hold my beer.
Come too far together. Stop now. Let's do it.
That's it, baby. Shut it from the roof.
By the way, is the hold my beer thing overplayed? Is that overdone at this point?
I think by now, yes.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
probably a little more.
I apologize.
No, that's okay. I was thinking more along the lines of social media.
Yeah.
Like, you know, be a little more clever, you know?
Come up with the next version of it.
The next thing, yeah. Tyler Glasnow versus Clayton Kershaw. Game one of the World Series is underway. The Rays already have 2 men on in the first inning with 1 out. They are in Arlington, Texas. Who starts game 2 for LA depends on who pitches tonight. The Rays are going to be going with Blake Snell.
Not a good start here, though, if you're Kershaw after.
Well, he gave up a hit to Yandy Diaz, and then he walked a Rosarena.
Yeah.
And Brandon Lau did what Brandon Lau does, and he popped out. The Dodgers say Walker Buehler, though, will start game 3. So if there's a game 7, he could go on normal rest. So World Series underway, and I think we carry it. I feel like we carry it.
It is over on 910 ESPN Portland.
There you go,
there
bro.
There you go.
There you go, bro. Go listen to it if you want, but I would say listen to us.
I'll be listening on my way home.
You
flip over on commercials. We'll keep you updated as you need to.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated. The Hot 5 is refreshed by Coors Light. Live sports are back and always better with an ice-cold Coors Light. Coors Light! Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Boy, what was that last night? We'll talk Cowboys next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. I anticipate that the final 30 or so minutes of our broadcast here on this Tuesday, before we get to the club, will be mostly NFL Week 6 leftovers.
Probably.
Although we've still got a lot to talk about.
I did work a quick Google and found that there is a rumor that Tom Cruise is with Laura Prepon, that gal from the 70s show.
Donna Pinciotti.
Yeah. Okay. I guess she also worships at the power teat of L. Ron Hubbard.
Oh, really?
And there's a rumor there. So.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's with Tom Cruise, huh?
I don't know. I just Googled it, and it said that they've been reportedly dating for months, but, you know.
I love her character on that show.
Yeah, she's great. The 70s show was a good show.
Good show. Very good show.
I wrote a paper on that show in college, too.
The one kid...
should we have...
We got a real good idea now what Rust has going on in college.
Well, I presented at a conference, even.
I was going to say, the next time you are in, can we get dramatic readings of Jeff Rust's college papers on Jerry Seinfeld and...
Oh, I don't think I still have them anywhere.
First off, where did you go to college, and what the hell did you major in?
Well, this is when I went back to school. So, like, I'd started out at Willamette and spent 3 years there, finishing somewhat less than that, and they asked me to give them a try some other time. And then I finished up at Portland State.
Interesting.
Well, anyway, she's hot.
Yeah. I mean,
like her.
Go red. Although the one kid from that Hyde, he's in jail for rape.
Yeah.
Not so, that's no good.
Again, me too.
Yeah.
Not,
nope.
Well, his was one of those, that was a targeting and you're ejected out of here.
Exactly.
Type one.
That's a hard left.
Yeah.
You're not coming back. We're dismissing you from the team.
There may have been a suspension.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, his name is Danny Masterson.
Yeah.
All right, well, last night's game was just a mess.
Yeah,
that Cowboys. Thing
was, the Bills-Chiefs game was pretty good.
Yeah, but I'm talking about Cowboys-Cardinals.
Yeah, it was an abomination. In fact, like, if you're Arizona, I don't think you feel particularly good about that. I mean,
no.
You look bad early. It's just that the Cowboys are so inept that eventually you broke through.
Well, yeah, it's like... It looked like it was going to be a pretty close, crappy game because the Cowboys kept getting stops early on, and then the floodgates opened, and Andy Dalton and the offensive line and that whole thing.
And then they just had
two fumbles by Zeke
Elliott.
Just
breakdown in coverages. Where I mean, you can go find. I saw two or three videos today breaking down Cowboys pass coverages, and they just stop running with people. I mean, stuff that you find like in high school, that it is the most undisciplined. And I've seen this like every single week. I follow a bunch of guys on Twitter that just do, you know, film analysis. And every single week, there are multiple videos showing just fundamental, like it's cover two, cover three, you've got the deep third, and someone from the Cowboys just ignoring it. And the guys that are breaking down the film are like, I can't tell you what this is. Like, I have no idea what possibly he could be thinking. It's like Andy Dalton last night. He made a couple throws where you're just sitting there. We were watching the game. I'm like, I don't know where that was intended. I don't know where that was going.
Well, he did throw the worst interception in the history of football.
Yeah.
It just wasn't caught.
It wasn't caught.
There was no, like, the only player within a 10-yard radius of this, the only player within a 10-yard radius was the Cardinal guy.
Yeah.
And he threw it right to him.
He dropped it.
But he dropped it.
Dalton was even laughing after the play. They did a close-up, and he was laughing like, oh, my God, I can't believe I got away with that.
Yeah, Dalton's horrible, but their offensive line is probably the worst in the league now.
Well, they've got – so Zach Martin went out last night, so they were down. They do not have a single starter on the offensive line. And then the backup left tackle who was playing for Tyron Smith, who's out for the year, he got hurt. And so now he just had knee surgery today, so they are now going to be running – four backups and a backup to the backup of the left tackle. I mean, you can't win that way. You know,
especially when you have the worst defense in the league.
Exactly. Right. When you're in that sort of situation, like if you're Philadelphia, right, you're trying to rely on the fact that maybe Carson Wentz can make something. You're trying to lean on a defense to try to keep you in some ball games. But if you're Dallas, you're down to your backup quarterback. Your running back can't hold on to the football. Worst offensive line in the league, and you've got the worst defense. I don't know what to make of it.
So right now it would be a playoff game that 5-seed Green Bay would travel to 4-seed Dallas. That would be a playoff game.
Oh my goodness.
Right now. The NFC East is 5-18-1. And Dallas is giving up the fifth most points all time through the first 6 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how bad it is right now for the NFC East and Dallas. Now, that said, as I mentioned during the Hot Five, I don't know if Dallas season's over. For the next five games, they play teams with one win.
Yeah. The Redskins, the Eagles, and then the Steelers. Yeah.
But well, it's Washington football team, first of all, sir.
Yeah, sorry.
They play them twice.
The Washington football team at the Eagles, Steelers, which they're going to lose by a million, and then the Vikings, and then that Washington team again.
Yeah,
you're right. I mean,
those are all one-win teams except for Pittsburgh.
I just don't know what that final... I'm starting to believe that it will be a sub-500 team that wins that division.
Yeah, after last night,
Boom.
It's hard to...
Yeah.
you know, say that it won't be.
But I looked at it with Ertz out.
That's not unprecedented. I mean, the Seahawks did it 1 year, right? Weren't they 7-9 1 year?
They didn't. I don't think they won.
I think they did.
Just saying, you all scoffed at me yesterday in my stock watch when I said that.
No, well, I didn't. I said 9-7. That's close, right?
Yeah, I thought maybe 8-8.
I would never
eight.
Scoff at you, Jeff Rust.
I know the year that the Cardinals backed their way into the Super Bowl. Remember that was the Kurt Warner squad?
8-8 team?
I think they were 7-9 or 8-8. They were not above 500 when they got into the playoffs and they went to the Super Bowl, but this is not it. So I talked about the Cowboys woes, but with Zach Ertz being down and I haven't seen who's going to play this week, but the two deep on their offense, the two deep, the 22 man roster for their offense at the end of last week's game, they were down 17 of them. 17 were out for the Philadelphia Eagles. And the 18th guy, I guess, was in simply because they didn't have anyone else. Like, they were trying to get him out. They didn't have anyone else to play. He was walking around on one leg. So I don't know. I'm not sure who's in worse shape. Like, I don't know who you take, the Eagles or the Cowboys at this point. I guess you take the Eagles.
Probably the Eagles.
You still have one offensive lineman in Jason Kelsey. And
well, you have a
Carson
far
Wentz.
Better quarterback. You have a far better coaching staff.
Better defense.
Like, it sounds like it's mutiny in Dallas.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike McCarthy, I thought, here's how dumb I am. I thought Mike McCarthy was a good hire by the Cowboys.
I didn't think it was bad.
What a disaster.
Yeah. Well, and it's
they're already starting to rip him in the media.
Well, when things start to go like this, you know, guys are going to get defensive because people are going to start pointing fingers and be like, what the hell's wrong with you? And the players aren't just going to sit there and take it. This is always the way it works.
And look, he wasn't great in Green Bay, but he did win a Super Bowl. I just think sometimes people like to shovel dirt on him a little, you know, maybe a little too much.
Yeah.
But boy, this is just it's a mess. So Arizona team you were talking about, that team went 9-7.
Okay.
The worst team to ever win a division is the 2010 Seattle Seahawks with a record of 7-9.
So they did win at 7-9, huh?
Yeah, and that was when they went into the playoffs and they freaking won. They beat New Orleans. You remember that?
Yeah, that was Beastquake.
Beastquake.
Right?
Now, after that, 4 years later, the Panthers actually made the playoffs after finishing 7-8-1. They won that division that year. So your pick.
It's well, here it is. I mean, it's
and then the Broncos, Tebow team, mm-hmm. They were division champ. They went 8-8, and they went to the playoffs. And they won too.
Won.
They beat
the
Steelers.
Beat Pittsburgh, right? That was the Tim Tebow had like six completions, but one of them was a touchdown pass. It was Demaryius Thomas had a big touchdown.
Total mess. And meanwhile, no team in the NFC West has a losing record. How about that?
It's a shame that someone from that division is going to have to. It's going to go to the postseason. But if that has taught us anything, look out, because one of those teams is going to win, right? Whether it's Philly or Dallas, just pencil them through right now.
I think you're right about Philly if they can get healthy. It's not Washington. It's not New York.
No, Philly's not the dumpster fire. And I said this yesterday, even going into that. Philly's 1-4-1. I still think they win that division.
Well, I mean, at this point, it's process of elimination. I mean, with Dak Prescott, I would say Dallas, but the way they look last night, and now with their offensive line, Dallas is just as bad as New York and Washington, so it's got to be Philly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you look at Dallas, and the thing that they had going for them is they could score a lot of points. But, I mean, look, Arizona's defense isn't a bunch of world beaters. They didn't have Chandler Jones last night, and that thing was an abomination. So you take away any semblance of offense they have. Dare I say, if that's the Cowboys team that we just saw, that's one of the three worst teams in the NFL.
Yeah.
It just is.
Yeah, I don't see how you say it's not.
I mean, they were just running.
But here's the thing, though.
Basic blitzes and not anything complex. They were just running blitzes with secondary guys and linebackers coming through, you know, A and B gaps. And the Cowboy offensive line just was whiffing, and Andy Dalton didn't see it. I mean, it looked like a high school team's offense.
Yeah, short of them basically just quitting on their coaching staff, which very well could be happening. The thing you got to remember, though, about this league is you're never as bad as your worst game, and you're never as good as your best game.
Yeah.
It's the NFL. Mike McCarthy's been here before. You know, Dalton is not Dak Prescott, obviously, but he can do some stuff. I don't think they're going to be okay because it looks like it's a mess there in terms of players not listening to the coaches. But again, you know, how many times do we shovel dirt on teams in the NFL and they bounce back, because this league is just that's just this league.
Yep.
You can look really, really, really freaking bad one week, or you can have a ton of injuries the next week, and you know, again, you're never as bad as your worst game.
Yeah, we annoy it real quick. Like Buffalo, right? You know, after 4 weeks, you know, Buffalo, and they've lost two in a row, and now we're openly questioning the Bills. You know, because Josh Allen, the last two games, is completing less than 60% of his passes and looks a little bit like the old Josh Allen. So, you know, and the defense isn't good. I mean, remember, they healthy scratched two of their starting defensive linemen, and Kansas City ran for 240 plus yards. By the way, did you see the Chiefs ran four run plays all last night?
Four?
Four.
Wow.
They're
just getting the push.
Yeah, they just had the push. And they window dressed it a little bit, right? They gave you a bunch of different looks, and they used some multi-back sets. They actually put Tyreek Hill and Kelsey in the backfield a little bit as some window dressing, but they ran four run plays all last night. Four. For 40, I think they ran it 45, 46 times. They ran it more than they threw it. And they absolutely mauled and rammed it down the throat of the Buffalo Bills. So, again, give credit to Andy Reid, because the last couple weeks, what was the talk of Kansas City? You know, they can't pass block, and the offensive line is having some struggles. And is this the same sort of offense that we've seen in the past? What's the number one way to fix your pass offense? Run the ball. Just cram it down someone's throat, because then you have to commit more guys to the run. It opens up the pass. You open up the play action, and it just gets your offensive line sweating a little bit. You can get into a rhythm. And I thought what they did last night was a masterclass, coming out and saying, we don't need to score 45 points to win. We're just going to whip your ass up front, and we're going to reestablish our identity and tell you that we have multiple ways to beat you. And that's why I think teams like Kansas City, I just like teams that are multiple. I like teams that can beat you both ways. You want to get into a shootout with Kansas City? They can do it. We've seen that. You fall down early. They were down, what, double digits in every playoff game last week. They can come back. They build an early lead. They can bleed clock and just run the ball down your throat. You know, they can win multiple ways. And I thought that was really impressive and a real smart move on Andy Reid's part to just kind of, I don't know, give their offensive line a little bit of a break instead of throwing the ball 50 times a game, run it 50 times.
All right, next, who's the most popular man in Minnesota? You'll know the name. That's next. Here's Rust. Yeah!
Wow! So I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, wrapping up week six in the NFL. I asked you who the most popular man in Minnesota is. Have you got an answer?
I do not. Backup quarterback, because Cousins going to get benched, maybe?
That is exactly right.
Kirk Cousins is not good right now.
He is not. He is struggling. And the Vikings, who I was so confident in that would beat Atlanta and cover the spread against Atlanta, got torched by the damn Falcons. So I now hate Mike Zimmer. I now hate Kirk Cousins. Although Mike Zimmer's been a covering machine.
The Vikings have been in a lot of games. So if you want to take a team, like we were talking about the Cowboys and the Eagles, right, with their crappy records, but, you know, would one of them be able to bounce back? If you want to take a team that has a bad record and there's a chance of them being better.
Well, that's what I thought last week, and then the Falcons went in there and dropped 40 on them.
I know.
F them. So Cousins is on the verge of perhaps being benched.
Yeah.
He threw three picks against the Falcons. He was terrible. He threw three picks earlier this year in that loss to Indy. He has nine picks and nine touchdowns so far.
No, it's been up there. He's got 11 tuds and 10 picks.
I'm missing one game. 11 tuds, 10 picks.
Yep.
He's just not been that good.
No.
So you know who the most popular guy is in Minnesota when your starting quarterback isn't that good.
It's always the backup quarterback.
It is, and you know who it is in Minnesota. You should know this from the backup quarterback game. It is none other than Oregon State's own Sean Mannion.
It's Mannion time, baby.
Is it Mannion time in Minnesota? Have we seen Mannion in the NFL yet?
Not really.
I mean, I know he's been around a while as a backup, but
look up and see what
he played.
Let me see what old Sean. Well, I'm sure he's had some mop up duty.
But he starts.
I do not remember him having a start, but we shall see. because he was with the Rams for all those years.
And is Sean Mannion a top five Oregon State quarterback of all time?
Oh,
he probably is, right?
He had a good run. Yeah,
he was good.
You're probably top five. I mean, obviously, you're going to go Jonathan Smith and you're going to go D.A. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mannion.
Well, Terry Baker.
Yeah, Mannion's in the top five.
He's probably next. Yeah, him or Matt Moore maybe next.
He has started one game.
Okay. What year? And how'd he do?
With the Rams, he went 0-1. 22 of 37 for no touchdowns and no interceptions. Yeah, just...
Captain check down.
So, yeah.
Well, we may have been sleeping on Mannion. I was just looking at the Oregon State football records.
Says he started a game this year.
Did he?
Yeah.
What?
That's what it says here. Did Cousins miss a game because of injury that we weren't aware of?
I didn't think so.
Because it says here that that he's got a game under his belt, that he's 0-1 with no tuds and two picks.
Hmm. No.
So that's not.
I think Cousins has started every game so
far. That's not good.
But Mannion holds the Oregon State career single season yards and touchdown records.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then clearly.
Both career and single season.
Top five, Sean Mannion.
Definitely top five. I'd go Baker. Well, he won the Heisman, for God's sakes.
Yes.
D.A. to. Ooh.
It's Jonathan Smith.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, Mannion's like the... See, you've got the record holder and the better arm, but then you've got the other guy who...
They won the Fiesta Bowl, man. It's the,
I know, but he wasn't great. I'm going to go Mannion 3. Smith 4, Matt Moore 5. Moore. That's what I'm going to do.
It's legit.
I'm going to do that on your ass.
I got no... Where's Sean Canfield?
He didn't make it. Neither did Lyle Moybow.
Damn you.
Nor did our friend Eric Wilhelm. Look, they've had some great quarterbacks there.
Yes.
They've had some good quarterback play over the years. So,
by the way, I still don't think they bench Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, they may not, but he's been crappy.
Yeah.
And Zimmer might get fired.
It's possible. I mean, it's not going well there. And the defense was kind of gutted this year. This has been built on the defensive side of the football, and it's kind of like what Buffalo's going with right now, right? The defense just has been underperforming, and when that happens, you need your offense to carry you. And I think what we've learned about Kirk Cousins isn't a bad quarterback, but we talk about this all the time. Kirk Cousins is not a guy that can carry you. He's not a guy that can cover up deficiencies on your team. And this is the problem that a lot of NFL teams have. Is that in today's world, when you have to pay a guy, $30+ million a year, which is the going rate for these franchise quarterbacks, the problem is that when you pay one, like a guy that can carry your team and then he's asked to, guys like this can't. And I don't think that's necessarily a full-on knock on Kirk Cousins. The vast majority of quarterbacks in the NFL are like this. The problem is that someone out there is willing to pay good, not great quarterbacks $30+ million a year.
All right. Coming up next, we wrap up the NFL weekend with the Joe Buck, Troy Aikman controversy.
Yeah, now they're all like, we hate them. And
yes, we hate them now.
We're going to protest them and shame on you, that sort of crap.
We'll play the audio if you haven't heard it. That is next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
By the way, I looked up that Mannion start. It was last year. It was his first stat line, but this year he doesn't have stats. He hasn't taken a snap. So when I saw that there was only a handful of games, I thought it was from this year. It wasn't. He only played in 4 games last year.
Gotcha.
One of those being a start, and it was abysmal. It was the week 17, and it was not good. Although I did look up the Pac-12 career passing leaders all time in the conference. And this is one of those wonky things, because when you look at college records, they're never held by the best of the best.
Well, it's the guys who stayed the longest.
The guys who stays longest. The guys
healthy for 4 years.
Yeah, those guys that are really good leave after a little bit. But Luke Falk, number one in passing
yards.
Sean Mannion, number deuce.
How about that?
Yeah, and then Matt Barkley.
Tell you what,
and Jake Browning. That rounds out your top four.
Browning.
Jake Browning. See my point of a guy that just plays, the whole time.
I will say, I think I slept on the excellence of Sean Mannion in
Me
college.
Too.
I did not remember it as great as it was.
No, DA's number 8. Alex Brink comes in at number 9.
DA played 3 years, right? Three seasons?
Yeah.
I think he played 3.
He played 3, possibly 4.
All right.
But yeah, he was a longtime starter. No, I mean, I guess he was the full-time starter for 3, but he did play as a freshman a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, he didn't. He only had
11 games?
He had 41 attempts.
Only had 41 attempts. Yeah. So, yeah.
So he had 3 years.
He played, but I guess that must have been just mop-up time.
He's a hell of a quarterback.
Yeah. He had a great year. A great career.
Okay. Well, I got to play the Joe Buck, Troy Aikman audio.
Yeah, because now they're having to, you know, it's a thing.
Is it?
Well,
is it a thing, Jason?
Some people are pissed in a study development, but we lead the world in being pissed off. We lead the world in outrage.
I really don't think many are pissed about this, but here is what hit internet on Sunday. They were doing Bucks Packers, I think.
Is that the one they were doing? It's possible.
Whatever. It's an NFL game.
Yeah.
That's a lot of jet fuel just to do a little flyover. That's your hard-earned money and your tax dollars at work.
That stuff ain't happening with Kamala Biden ticket. I'll tell you that right now, partner.
Partner. Uh-oh.
Hey-oh.
Uh-oh.
And yeah, that was at Raymond James. That was in,
yeah,
that
Tampa.
Was in Tampa.
Yeah.
They didn't know the mic was on.
Oh, they didn't?
No, it was just a hot mic. They did not say that over the air. Well, they did. They didn't mean to.
They say it doesn't sound like them.
No.
To get into that. But
they were just joking around back and forth between each other. So that was,
but I don't
that
think,
was 100% a hot mic.
I really don't think many people disagree with that. But I'm sure there's some guy yelling at the clouds about it. also, NFL, if you're watching, boy, is this Geico Ween stuff uncomfortable for anyone else?
I believe this is at least year two of Geico Ween.
That's uncomfortable.
Last year we talked about it. We had hot Ween talk. Why does Geico Ween make you uncomfortable?
Well, because I think of penis.
It's 2020, Rob.
And I don't want to...
Just deal with it, man.
It's just...
Just embrace it.
Geico Ween, like... Can they not... Do they not under... Am I... Are we the...
No, I think they know. I think that's the point. Is, it's,
is it?
Yeah. You know, it gets people talking.
Colts erased a 21-0 deficit. Came back and won. Beat the Bengals on Sunday.
Yeah. I still contend that the Colts aren't very good.
Well, but the reason I bring that up is we had another
double-digit
comeback. Now, the Ravens almost blew a 16-point lead in the final 4 minutes.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I had the Ravens -7, and they found a way to get backdoor cover.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That sucks because they dominated that game.
The entire game, and then they let that happen to the Eagles of all teams? Come on.
So we've had 19 double-digit comebacks this season. That's tied for the second most ever through 6 weeks. And one team has come back from at least 16 down in each of the first 6 weeks. That's crazy.
It is insane.
That's never happened.
No. And if you are talking good defensive teams right now, I give you the Bucks, and I don't know. Insert whoever. And by the way, give me a week and probably we'll be back to, oh, Tampa's defense sucks. But there just isn't a lot of good defense. I think Pittsburgh's is pretty good. I think Tampa Bay's is pretty good. I guess we can say the Ravens are, but they got housed by the Chiefs and they haven't played anyone else. I mean, they've played, the Texans, Washington, Cincy, and Philly. And they looked good against Philly up until the end when the Eagles scored 22 on the fourth quarter. It's just for whatever reason, I don't know if it was the offseason and no OTAs and no preseason or what it was, but there just isn't a whole lot of defense being played right now. And like what we saw last night with the Buccaneers, or not the Buccaneers, but the Cardinals and the Cowboys, that wasn't great defense. It's just bad offense. A lot of times you watch games that are low scoring. It's not great defense. It's offensive ineptitude.
All right. There is the end, the merciful end of week 6 NFL talk. We're done. We move on tomorrow to the Hump Day Roundup, which is 4 o'clock. That's where we turn the page to week 7.
Yes.
And all the hot NFL news.
We put the...
That'll be exciting.
The old stuff to bed.
Super excited.
We can talk about the Cowboys sucking next week.
Yeah, but up next, more Ween talk. We touch on the Jeffrey Toobin incident.
Zoom Ween.
So many questions.
I don't want to touch Jeffrey Toobin anywhere.
Well, I don't think many do, but
shake his hand anymore.
He does. That's next in the club on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.